Welcome to Thrive in Business Together with Nikki
and Ness. We would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of country, the Yuggera and Wurundjeri people of Brisbane and Melbourne respectively, where Nikki and I both work and live.
Hello, beautiful listeners. We have had such an incredible conversation with Celeste Moroney today. I cannot wait for you to get involved in this conversation. We went deep into understanding how to reconnect with our true self and how that can actually impact our brand, releasing that expectation of who you think you should be. We also talked about giving ourselves permission to take time in our business and become a truth seeker in terms of how we're representing our brand in the market. What I love about Celeste is that she has an incredible marketing and brand strategy business, Run Partners. One of the things that really stood out to me from the first moment that I met her was that she really has this ability to look at things from the perspective of momentum and space instead of speed. And you know, we really like to break this hustle culture here. So that very much resonated with our values and what we are wanting to bring to you. We had such a cool conversation about trading energy, and I really am excited for you to hear what we have to say. But just to share a little bit more about Celeste, again, for her and her business Run Partners, it's not about speed. It's about momentum and broadening the horizons in a way that doesn't add complexities. Now, how the name Run Partners came about, I absolutely love this story, was that after Celeste completed her first marathon, yes, first marathon, she had a realization that with a great partner, the idea of running a marathon would never have surfaced, let alone the actual running part. And so Run Partners attracts business owners who want to work with a partner that helps them with clarity, direction, systemization, and connection to their business and brand. The key areas that Run Partner focuses on are marketing strategy, brand development, website development, marketing campaigns, content development, and SEO. And wow, that's a mouthful. And it's not surprising that Celeste and her team help businesses in this space because there is so much authenticity and again, truth seeking in this conversation that transcends across so many areas of business and life. We invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy this conversation. Hello, beautiful listeners. And oh my gosh, we have already had so much fun before we've hit record. This is such a cool conversation to have already that I'm excited to bring to the world. Celeste, I was mentioning to you that we were present for a workshop that you ran, and it really made an impact on both Ness and I, hence asking you to come and join us today, which we're very excited about. And you talk a lot. I love your perception around marketing and branding. We've had conversations, and as business owners, of course, we look at things like what's the impact of our brand and what's the impact on our clients. But what we really took away from the workshop that you ran is that you encouraged us, you challenged us to think even deeper around who is impacted by our brand, or the conscious awareness, not just the subconscious awareness, or vice versa around, you know, the money that we're spending and the impact of that. And we may explore that a little bit in this conversation, but I want to really start. I noticed in some of your approach to branding and marketing, there's a line where you talk about your business Run Partners is not about speed. It's about momentum and broadening the horizons in a way that doesn't add complexity. So my opening question to you is, can you just share a little bit more around what that actually means? Because in a time and business and society where so much is expected of us at such a fast rate, I find it really refreshing to actually see this and to hear you live and breathe. Well, hear and see you live and breathe this.
Well, that's a great question. In all honesty, at the start, when I first launched Run Partners, I launched it because I wanted speed. I was running and I loved the pace. And then it was a pace that I had defined throughout my life. But as I started running my own business, running again, I realized that the pace wasn't working with me. I had changed a lot and I was still trying to go at this certain pace, and it just wasn't in congruence with who I had changed to. And the reason why I called it Run Partners is because I did a marathon. I've done a couple of marathons, but to actually do a marathon, you need a great partner. And my trainer, Alex, at the time, I wouldn't have even thought about running a marathon. And I think in business, we keep so pigeonholed and we just see what we see. But until we, you know, and this is probably what you guys do as well, you just open it up, open up the world for your clients and your customers to see things that they wouldn't ordinarily see. I think running a business is definitely not an island. Like, we need so much help physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And so this last 8 years has been a journey about not speed, but momentum, and actually organic and more natural momentum for me. And then working with clients on how I can help bring that out for them.
Wow. What I love about that is it kind of goes against the grain of hustle. And we're all about, you know, like, hustle culture is dead. That go, 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 go speed is actually leading you towards burning out, if anything, because we can't sustain that over a longer period of time. So what I love about what you're saying is it is that marathon thinking. You know, you can't run a marathon in a very short period of time, and you've got to kind of build to it, right? So, and yet the results that you can get when you are fit enough and mentally strong enough and all of the things come together is a great result at the end of it, your personal best or whatever. So I'm curious to know, do you get pushback? Do people like kind of look at you and go, hang on, what do you mean? Like, shouldn't we be moving really, really quickly and doing this and doing that and making it happen?
So I will say, the pushback I have is with myself. Like, I still have that dialogue saying, should I be going harder? Like, no, actually. And when I try to step it up and go harder, it doesn't work for me. It doesn't feel good. My energy is not aligned to it. And I feel it physically. I never could read those signs 5 years, 10 years ago. I'm so much better. Still got a long way to go, but so much better about reading those signs on the physical impact, the emotional impact of actually going, going, going. So I've never had a problem with clients. I am such a conceptual thinker. So that's probably my superpower. So I'm always thinking quite big. So if anything, I've had to learn, and my clients have taught me this, that you have to slow down. Actually, we only can do one thing at a time, and we want to do one thing really well before we go on to the next thing. Yes, we've got a big plan and we're going to get there, but who cares if it takes a week, a month, or 12 months, or 3 years, you know? And I think finding the right pace, and that's what I work differently with different clients on pace. Like, some can just bang, 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 and that's great, and that feels really good for them. Some, you know, no. Definitely not. They just want to take it a lot slower. And slower or fast is a perception. Like, it's subjective.
Like, absolutely.
It's actually just, it's kind of a bit of illusion. Like,
yes. Well, I think we all have a different definition of what slow means and what fast means. We often just assume everybody else has our own definition of that.
And I think quality, like, it doesn't, sometimes fast may mean that you miss some things, and then it doesn't allow you to go to the depth. And then you're just rushing to do the next thing, the next task on building this, and you're missing that deeper connection that actually can have so much more value. So I think of my time in regards to actually the deep impact I can have, even in a conversation, even if I find myself in a room saying, why am I here? Like, but trusting that and not trying to work it out all the time and get something out of it. Like,
yeah. This is that intention piece as well, isn't it? And it comes to mind, this piece around I should be getting more out of it. I should be whatever it might be. You know, we talk about this a lot in business around releasing that weight of expectations of how we should do business. What's coming up a lot at the moment is this: we're not creating a business to create a corporate day job, you know, have the constraints around it. Yet sometimes we fall into the trap of that's the business we end up with. Or, you know, someone tells us you should earn X amount of money or be a multi-million dollar business, but maybe you don't want to be. It's releasing that expectation of society as well, and other people, and perhaps how we've learned to work in the past. And I know that something you're really passionate about is releasing this expectation of who we should be in our business, which is so aligned to that marketing and branding piece as well. So how do you see that play out either in your own journey and business or in your clients? How does that play out for you, releasing that expectation of who we should be in business?
I feel like when you're talking, you were describing me at the start of my business for the first couple of years. I actually just tried to recreate exactly what I had in corporate, which was just crazy. Like how I was working for a $1 billion company, massive. Like how is that even like sound thinking? I actually think it's, I'll quote Donna McGeorge, it's space. It's actually taking the time to, and I didn't do it at the start. And maybe that's the path I had to have. But I found out maybe 2 years, 3 years in, I actually thought, I'm going to stop pushing. I'm going to stop going. I'm just going to see what happens and actually start to connect with things in a different way and see what happens for me. I did a lot of soul searching. I did a lot of personal development. I still do. So that really helps. And then when I see businesses, like if you can't, if you're not loving what you're doing and you're not connected to it, how can you share it with the world? And people can sense that if you're not connected, then kind of why should I be connected? Mm-hmm. And I know when we even speak to employees, like working with businesses that they think are toxic or that they're not liking, there's this disconnect. And so we're not actually, we're like kind of get a bad taste, right? So I just think it's actually 101, like connecting with what you're doing. Sometimes you shouldn't have a business. Sometimes that's not, you know, it could be what you think you have to do. Maybe it's not right. And Janine Garner says this, who mentors me. She says, she keeps reminding me, it's actually quite beautiful. So let's don't forget, you want to create the business that you want to create for you, not, a, you know, you're not following anyone else's way of building a business. And so that's just having those people in your life that keep reminding you of that, I think is good. I think brand. So if you even talk about people are the brand. So that connection is so important. And that's what I work a lot with my clients. Like the first, I do a starting block session. That's what we do. We like, they're answering questions they never thought they're going to be answering in a business session, because I just want to know the truth. I'm actually a truth seeker, I think, before I'm a business owner, I would say. So I just want to know the truth. Why are you actually doing it? Why is it important to you? You know, how passionate are you about it? Like it's those questions. And sometimes we realize that maybe it's something else, or, you know, there's a different motivation, or yeah.
I imagine sometimes it's about reconnecting to that, because what we see out there in the business world, particularly with women who are heading towards, if not having experienced burnout, is that whole thing around there's been a disconnect along the way because they're so busy doing and going at a pace and growing their businesses, which is great, but growing so quickly that they're still everything to everyone and they're still reinventing the wheel every time and they're still juggling all the balls and it feels chaotic. And of course, when your life is like that and you're exhausted because you're stuck in the busy trap, how on earth can you reconnect with who you are in that pace, doing that pace in the weeds of the business? So have you come across that with people that you've worked with and found a way to help pull them back away from that so they can actually have the space to think about, what is it that why did I start this? Why am I here? You know, that whole perception. And then obviously to create whatever comes next, that future vision.
I think the biggest gift I can give to my clients, and this is what I practice a lot, is me being in myself. So when I'm me, as much as I can be me, then it allows them to be themselves. And so that's, I think the energy around that is really important. So definitely being grounded in yourself, like that's my gift I can give to clients, because it gives them permission to be themselves. And then I think the shifting as well away from I should to I choose. I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's, which was thyroid condition, probably about 3 years ago. And I go to a Chinese doctor and she said that to get that would have taken 20 years. Like it's a build up of 20 years. So you can't go back, right? But so if you're going to run at that pace, your body's going to tell you at some stage that that's that's crazy.
Yeah.
So I think you can see it and you get a real good sense of people when even the way they speak, even the way they're breathing or not breathing. And so in those moments, for me to be as grounded and even to slow the pace down even more than I would is really important. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And changing the environment. So I think a shift in the environment is always a good thing. I know these sound like basic things, but I think we undervalue basic things. Like, it is that simple, really.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
The classics are classics for a reason. The songs are classics for a reason, and the simple ways of taking care of ourselves are classics, but it's not always easy.
Mm. Yeah.
Are you stuck in the busy trap or on Juggle Street being all things to all people despite having a team? Or perhaps your business is feeling chaotic? Do the mini business health check to get 10 strategies in under 10 minutes so you can get time freedom back, experience peak performance, and finally leverage smart growth in your business. Head over to b2businesstogether.com.au/health check. And if you're ready for us to help in a more hands-on way, email us at hello@businesstogether.com.au and we'll set up a time to chat.
We talk about this, you know, there's a podcast episode we did around why, you know, stepping back out of the business is so important, and the retreat that we go on, or it could be the holiday that we take. It's the disconnect that matters, because in the moment when we're in the thick of it, we tend to not even see a way forward with that. And it's not even logical in our brains around, but hang on, I'm so busy and you want me to step away? What? Mm. And yeah, having the experience of stepping away and doing our retreats that we do and you know, taking a holiday after way too long, it was in that those experiences that I certainly can see the impact in the business. Mm. And it's actually a really positive flow-on impact that couldn't happen if we didn't do that. And it seems counterintuitive, and yet it is the way out. So it's such a strong and important message to send to people. And I implore you, if you're listening to this and you're resonating with this heading towards burnout, getting stuck in being all things to everyone, busy trap, chaos in your business, this is the way forward. And it's about creating the space and the opportunity and potentially getting some support to be able to do that, because the alternative, like you said, Celeste, it's the health condition. It's the health condition that's built up over all that time. And we know that once we're at that point, it's actually going to take a lot to undo that, if it's possible at all.
Yeah. I do think, like, we're trading energy in everything we do. So you want to protect your energy and you want to respect other people's energy. And so I think you got to honor that in yourself, because people will feel if your energy's not that great, they'll feel it and they won't know why. It'll be intuitive that, oh, probably don't want to work with those people because something doesn't feel right and I don't know why. And I think 10 times out of 10, it's the energy that's coming through. There's a misalignment. So, which is another reason why, find out who you are, dig deep for it, because then you're going to attract people that are so aligned with who you are. And then it's going to be a real great ride with your client, because no one's pretending.
Yeah. And even what I think is important in that is your brand will represent who you are, and it can represent, like, the common thread here is that it can represent your true self, like the not who, it's this whole breaking down the barrier and perspective of not who you want to be perceived as, but who you truly are. And I know even personally, when I've allowed myself to be who I truly am, I'll attract different types of clients. I'll create great relationships. When I have put on my mask, which we all do, you know, for different reasons, when I've tried to be the perfect polished version or whatever it is, it's just different. It's just not the same. And even if you've got great branding and marketing, there's a human interaction at some point, assuming your service-based business and even your brand as a leader. And I really love this perspective of trading energy. And if your energy is a bit off, and actually, what does that look like for you as an individual as well? And so this is a conversation about our branding and marketing and how who we are as a human and how we show up for ourselves first and then others will impact our marketing and our branding. Like, how cool is that to take that moment to consider? Because also it's taking the time to go deeper into these questions. Yeah. Like you, the questions that you ask your clients, Celeste, take the time to go a bit deeper, which if we're rushing through, it's easy to go, oh no, I've got the basics. Yep, let's move on.
Nikki, you reminded me of the whole process that you went through around ripped jeans.
Oh.
Do you want to share that little nugget?
Oh, geez, that feels like, well, you know, growing up in corporate, you'd never wear ripped jeans. No way. And this whole should, you know, Ness and I, part of our who we wanted to be in our new business a few years ago, one of the things we said is that we can wear jeans if we want and get rid of those stale old corporate ideals of you can't wear singlets and you can't wear this. And one of them was ripped jeans. So we did a photo shoot, our first proper photo shoot together after 18 months of building this business virtually and not being able to be in the same state, did this photo shoot. I'm like, you know what? I'm wearing my ripped jeans. I'm wearing it. I'm doing it. This is a statement. This is a did it. And then I freaked out. I got the photos back. I was like, I feel really uncomfortable. People are going to judge me. It's not professional. All these things. And, you know, Ness had to coach me off the ledge. And we even to the point, which I don't even use these photos, but we got our photographer, Femim's amazing. Shout out to her. Go check out her work. She photoshopped the ripped jeans out in one photo because I was like freaking out, which is so silly. And now I don't care. I just rock them. But it's a great example, you know, of who we feel we should be, how we should represent ourselves. But this is also an unpacking of a lifetime of beliefs, of a lifetime of stories we tell ourselves, self-doubt. There's a lot behind the ripped jeans. That's just a symbol.
But it's also around, and Celeste, I'm sure this is what you work with your clients. It was about deciding on what is our brand, who do we want to represent ourselves out, and what's authentic to us. Like if we want to show up as the real version, then this is what it is. And it's funny because, you know, the whole thing around we wouldn't even want to work with someone who had an issue with ripped jeans. and yet we're like got this filter of we should be representing ourselves more professionally or whatever it is. So I think sometimes we forget that actually we get to choose this because it's our business and we get to choose who we want to work with and how we deliver that. And for me, it has to be aligned and authentic to who I am as a person, because I'm not a separate person when I come into the business to who I am outside of the business. And I think it's that realization, but as Nikki said, we've got to let go of so much from the past. So, you know, these belief sets or whatever we came up with. Has that been something similar in your experience for yourself or with others?
Even to identify that, I think it shows a good shift in yourself that you're actually stepping into you. So that's a really good story, isn't it? Like the jeans, because it's like a moment in time. We often don't see our change or recognize our change because it just happens really slow. But that's just a really, then I wasn't in my jeans, like I couldn't wear the jeans, but now I can. So that's hats off to you. That's a really good story. I think it's like continuous, the evolution of yourself. I can relate to the clothing thing when I first started my business, but I was so relieved to be in jeans. Like I had a lot of, at the time when I was in corporate, I really enjoyed my heels and outfits and stuff. But then I just can't even imagine myself there again. Like I just think like when I go into a business, a lot of the building blocks are already there. Like it's just actually bringing it together or bringing more out of who they are and showing that to the world. And that's whether it's a small business or really massive business, that's what you want to create the brand around. So it's really authentic and it's really aligned to their values. And then I think the reason why anyone works in marketing is you want to change things for the better. So it's like, okay, we've got it to this stage. How can we make little changes to even get, you know, continue to grow and get better and resonate or even take our clients or take our customers with us? So I don't know if that answers the question. But
actually, what it leads to probably is the question that we love to ask all of our guests, because you talk about, you know, for what I'm hearing is it's what's the first step? You know, they're all small steps that build the momentum to get to where you want to be. But for our listeners, they want to break the cycle of this should around who they should be in business or who their brand should be out there in the market, what would be a great first step for them that they could action maybe in the next 24 hours in order to be able to just start that journey into something more realistic for who they want to be?
I think the quickest way to make change is to hang around the people that are actually living it. So when I wanted to be like great at salsa, I chose the best instructor. When I like just choose the experts that are actually living it, and that I think that's the quickest way to have change. Find the environment that is already living that. If you want to like even, I mean, they talk about this in property investing. If you want to be a property investor, hang around property investors. If you want to be, you know, a $1 billion business, hang around like if you want to be a good person, hang around good people. Like yeah. That's the quickest change. And then just by default, the energy starts rubbing off. I think that's
I love it.
Love that so much. And it comes back to that trading energy. I'm going to use that. I'm going to talk about that. Yeah. I love that so much.
But you think about it in everything. So if you're going to a friend's house and you're not sure, you go, well, okay, am I going to trade my energy for this? And it doesn't, and I leave not feeling great, like, or I go to a client and I leave not feeling great. Like, that's a trade. Like, are you willing to trade that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's actually your life, really. So it's not even about business. So am I really going to want to walk away feeling like crap for that, for that money, and how much is actually worth your energy? I think you get to a stage where you realize nothing. Like, you just, how do I keep in a really high vibration as much as possible?
Oh my gosh, this feels like the tip of the iceberg, really, in terms of this amazing conversation and insights. And I think, again, it's that different way of looking at business, the non-traditional old school sense in a way. So if people want to follow you, reach out to you, say hello, or check out the work that you do, where's the best place that they can find you?
I think LinkedIn's probably a good place to connect, and then website runpartners.com.au. I'm happy. I'm always up for a chat. So
yes.
Excellent.
And we're very grateful for that.
Absolutely. We'll make sure that's in the show notes. And we just want to thank you so much for this wonderful conversation today. You really got me thinking around, especially that question, am I willing to trade this? And that's a pretty cool question to be asking as we move into the rest of our day. So thank you so much, Celeste. We can't wait to catch up with you again soon. And goodbye. We'll be in your ears again next week. Bye for now.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to today's ep. If you loved what you heard, find us on LinkedIn and let us know what you enjoyed. Also, don't forget to rate and review, and of course, share this episode with your biz besties. Ness and I are obsessed with helping you break through your business and life barriers to get you to your next frontier of growth. We bring two business minds and two perspectives into your business. As the magician, I help connect the dots, see the possibilities and the hidden potential. And as the architect, Ness turns those possibilities into practice, implementing plans and frameworks. Because let's face it, every vision needs a practical pathway to success. We offer business health checks, taking you from chaos to clarity in just 30 days. Are you curious to find out more? Send us an email or go old school and give us a call. All our details are in the show notes and on our website. Until next time, happy listening, and here's to thriving in business and life.